Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today is the second day in the month of November 2025, and indeed the Lord has been good to us, and that's why we want to say thank you, Jesus. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, The Trinity. The Trinity. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 18, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from John chapter 3 to chapter 4. And our memory verse is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, which says, The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Our Bible reading is taken from 1 John chapter 5 from verse 5 to 8. 1 John chapter 5 from verse 5 to 8. From verse 5 it reads, Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, Many people find it difficult to understand the concept of the Trinity. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5 verse 7 that the Father, the Word, Jesus Christ, according to John chapter 1 verse 14, and the Holy Ghost are one. They are one, yet they are three distinct entities. I will explain this way. I am one man called Adeboye, but I can express myself differently in different situations. For example, if my wife breaks a ceramic plate, I will be gentle Adeboye. I will speak gently to her and ensure that she's fine. However, if it is my son, I could be furious Adeboye, because I might be angry with him for being careless. I'm the same person, but I'll show different sides of myself depending on what is needed in different situations. God is one, however, He chooses to express Himself in three different forms. Water can be in liquid, gas in steam, or solid in form of ice, based on changes in its temperature. In the same vein, God is one God, and He chooses to express Himself as the Holy Spirit when needed, the Word when needed, and the Father when needed. One expression is not less God than the other, just as ice or steam is not less water than its liquid form. God the Father is the side of God that is fatherly. However, just like Adeboye, the Father, which I described in the first paragraph, He can be strict in this form. During the dispensation of the Father in the Old Testament, people got immediate judgment for their sins. God the Son, who is Jesus Christ, came in the flesh. So as Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 says, He has feelings just like us. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Like we see in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. He is the most relatable to us as he has gone through the temptations we are currently going through, and he advocates for us with the Father. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. God the Spirit is the creative side of God. He is the one who lives in you to do the things that were otherwise impossible to you. Like we see in Romans 8, verse 11, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, John chapter 14, verse 26. Beloved, knowing the Trinity will empower you to live above limitations, also to enjoy God's fullness. You need to know Him as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I pray that you will experience the fullness of God add in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, knowing the Trinity will help you to enjoy the fullness of God and empower you to live above limitations. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisebalanceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link you pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisebalanceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This to give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed and have a beautiful Sunday today. Bye-bye.